Australia's relationship with France is at its lowest point in decades amid continuing fallout over the Morrison government's decision to scrap a submarine deal with Paris in favour of the US and UK. Some exporters are now bracing for a trade backlash because the tensions may yet stall talks with the European Union on a free trade agreement. Gavin Coote reports.
France remains furious at Australia. And beyond all the bluster, some are worried about what it could mean for trade. Australia's been negotiating a free trade agreement with the European Union, of which France is an influential member. Tim Groom is an onion exporter in Tasmania who's feeling a bit more nervous about the prospect of that deal than he would have been a week ago.
Obviously, we would like to see it sorted out and settled. That's the big picture that the Australian government has to try and deal with, I guess.
While Europe is already one of the biggest markets for Australian onions, Tim Groom points out they've been hampered by tariffs, something the free trade agreement would resolve.
Yeah, I know that the agreement's been worked on for a while now, for a few years, and if and when it eventually comes in, it'll be a significant forward step for us. It's about diversification. I mean, we're also currently seeing some very significant increases in overseas freight rates as a aftermath of what's happening with COVID and port congestion, and a free trade agreement with Europe would certainly go some way to helping that situation. And it's probably important to note that countries like South Africa and Chile that also export onions into that European market don't have to pay that tariff. So we're at a relative disadvantage to some of those other Southern Hemisphere countries.
But the backlash to Australia's decision to scrap its $90 billion contract with France has put any talk of closer trade ties on shakier ground. Bernd Lange, who chairs the European Parliament's Committee on International Trade, told RN Breakfast it's being seen as an attack on European interests and industry.
And of course, the question of trust is now occurring, and some members could ask for more safety nets, for more safeguards in such agreement. So I guess the dialogue and the negotiation will take more time.
Some Australian producers have been unsatisfied with the current trade situation with Europe. Josie Angus is a beef exporter based in central Queensland and feels Australia hasn't been on an equal footing with the EU for some time.
I think Australian beef producers, you know, were pretty upset with the EU sort of 12, 18 months ago when they granted, you know, the USA priority access over our beef and demanded that Australia concede. And we were pretty upset with that at that point in time. So, look, there's always going to be decisions that are made, you know, in internal best interest that sometimes can create a bit of heat in the moment.
The ongoing tensions with China and its import ban on commodities such as barley has made the push to diversify all the more urgent. Brett Hosking farms in Victoria's Mallee region and is chairman of Grain Growers Australia, which has been pushing to get improved access into Europe.
I mean, all of that's disappointing a little bit, but I'm not expecting to see any delays in that EU free trade agreement. I think France is a really key part of that. And Australia's had a really, really long-standing history of good relations with France, and we'd love to see that continue.
David Rinn from the Australian Sugar Milling Council sees Europe as a major potential market for his industry, but he's hoping an already complex negotiation process isn't further muddied.
They're obviously looking for some more detailed explanation from Australia and others as to the events that have transpired recently. But certainly the EU is a prospective market for Australian raw sugar, and it would be unfortunate for those negotiations to break down. We would hope that cooler heads prevail.
David Rinn from the Australian Sugar Milling Council. Our reporter there was Gavin Coote.